Thomas?
Yeah?
Are you going to come in here?
I just want to put this on animals.
Put it on this tree. Put it on this tree.
That's not got...
No, because that hasn't got really thick, right?
That's a lovely tree. So you're making use of your extension.
Yeah.
Has it made a lot of difference having an extension?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, I love music.
Thomas, where's Santa going to come? Thomas, where's Santa Claus going to come?
Christmas tree.
Does he come down somewhere here?
Yeah.
What, where does he come?
That there, that way.
I hope you, are you going to take that guard off or else you won't be able to get in, will he?
You want to have these chairs put a bit
cold. Oh, Thomas, no.
They look a bit cold.
Yeah,
they
don't. Don't.
I eaten some
in my
room.
How many have you eaten?
Five.
Right, let's get you dry. Oh, Tom, don't sit on there. Come on, let's just get you dry.
I'll just look at Chris.
Oh, wow, everything makes a noise. Have you had your hair cut?
Yes, I just
had it done. Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Let's see you.
Can you sing with me?
Let's see who goes on the bike. Oh, it's Thomas.
What was that? Oh, you beat me on the bike, didn't you? You were too quick for me, aren't you? Where's she going to go? Someone's broken my foot.
I'm the ambulance.
So you're the ambulance? Well, I hope the ambulance is not going to come and break my foot. Are you going to take it to hospital, are you?
There you go.
Where have you been today, anyway?
To school.
How's school going?
Boring.
Oh, it's boring! You loved school last time I spoke to you.
It still does.
Thomas. Ooh, that's come on, please, off the bat, let's get dressed. I told Thomas Janina to park. On the way home from school, we had a lift with Holly, and I told Thomas if he was going to be silly, you would go straight home, wouldn't you? Oh yeah, I'll have to go home because come round for a nice play and a nice chat. What do you think on the Christmas tree?
Yay, look.
That's lovely and long. Do you think this is a tinsel skipping rope for your mum?
You know what it is?
What is it?
I'm pretending it's a train.
Choo-choo.
And now look how far it goes. Oh, that's the end.
That's it.
You can be the guardian, and you can be the passengers. You can too.
You'll be mortified when you go.
And you're the guardian.
I'm the guard, yeah. Beep, all aboard. Thomas. Never seen a train look like that before.
Come in, shoot. Look at this, Janine. It was Purdy's birthday on Friday. She's got a new collar. Show Janine Purdy's collar.
Oh, what colour is it?
Purdy.
Don't take it out.
Did you put it on Thomas?
No, Daddy did.
Daddy did.
Hey, my train. Trot off, please.
Oh, trot off, please. Is the cat walking up the train? Oh, that's a lovely. I've never seen such a lovely train. It's like you've got a big tinsel tail.
Yay.
I've got a
tail that looks like a fox.
Really? You have, haven't you? A big shiny one.
Let's just get you dry, Poppy. It's going to get cold.
This train's broken because it's got a curly bit of engine. Oh, God, it's mini.
That's a curly bit of what? Engine?
Yeah. Janine?
Yes, Thomas.
Let me just do something.
We'll put these in.
Janine?
Yeah.
Hold that.
Okay.
And Mum, hold that bit.
Oh.
You put the pants on.
And I hold that bit.
That's lovely. What shape's that nearly made?
If I put it to there.
Mm-hmm. What shape's that?
It is a rectangle.
Nearly a rectangle. And what if there was 1, 2, 3 sides? It said triangle.
Oh,
that's
a circle.
Are you pretending to be a Christmas tree?
No.
And put your pants on.
Stop!
Thomas, don't. Don't do that to Freddy, please. Have you got a real tree?
No.
Yeah, we have. Oh, yes, we have.
Oh, yes, you've got one outside, haven't you?
Yeah.
Where does Santa leave your presents? Which tree? Which tree
do
you
think? Well, last year you actually left them in your bedroom, didn't you? Oh. But I think this year you might leave them downstairs.
Do you know a song about Santa getting stuck up the chimney?
Oh, yeah. I've got it now.
When Santa got stuck up there.
What would you do if Santa got stuck up the chimney, Thomas?
I'd push him all the way down the chimney.
You'd push him all the way down? Will you put these on, please? You're going to get cold.
Put these on.
Janine doesn't want to see that.
Really? I just put them here.
No, come on. Is that what you're doing? I hope you don't go to school like that.
Yeah, I do.
Oh.
And then you need
to
She's 5 on Thursday.
To play snakes.
How do you play snakes? Will you teach me?
Yeah, you bet I'm going to be a snake.
You're going to be a snake, and what am I?
You're going to be a gorilla.
Ooh,
gorilla.
That's so long. And I'm going to be a fox.
Right, so I think you're
going to
be
a rabbit.
So you're a fox and a snake, and I'm a gorilla and a rabbit.
No, because I was just mixed up. I'm a fox, you're a rabbit, and you're a frog.
Ooh. Oh, right. And what happens in this game?
I eat your Purdy.
Oh.
And Purdy is the wolf.
Oh, Purdy's the wolf. That sounds a very exciting game.
It sounds a bit of a dangerous game, actually.
Oh, Purdy doesn't need a tail fixed, she's already got one.
Oh, yes.
Yes, she has, you're right.
I'm a frog, it doesn't really have a big tail. And what was I? I'm a rabbit. What sort of tail does a rabbit have? Do you remember?
No, but no, Janine.
Yes, Thomas.
You can have that tail.
Am I really a big shiny tail like that?
Yeah.
So I'm a rabbit with a big tail. Mm. So is this the story of...
The fox.
This is what happens one day. Is I,
the rabbit.
It's the story wolf. Of the rabbit's missing tinsel tail.
No, you better
bring,
put it...
Bring.
No, I'm the fox. You better put the tail on.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I've got the tail on. And then what am I going to do? Go walking around?
Yeah.
I think you need to hop if you're the rabbit, Jim.
Sorry, there we go. What sort of rabbit's
got? I just need to find my tail.
Oh, fox?
No, it's not beginning yet.
Oh, it's not beginning yet.
Oh, it's
started. Let's start the game.
I haven't got my fox tail.
Will you find your fox tail and then we can start the game?
Will we get a green tail? Oh, no, that's not really.
What about this? Nice and fair.
Is that bushy?
Oh, fine, it's bushy. What's this? I could be a frog.
I need one. It's really bushy.
Really bushy tail.
Oh, we can play the game.
Well, alright, come on. I'll go
to the game. I'm the tallest one in the story.
Oh, no. Right, just wait for me.
Tell Janine what you're playing in the church play and the school play.
No, I'm not.
Oh.
Mummy. Look, 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 because I throwed it down there.
Oh.
Down there. It must be here somewhere.
Are you... What about that? Is that Mr. Rabbit's head, isn't it?
Yeah, that is.
Who are you in the play then? You're going to tell me.
A fox.
I bet. Are you a shepherd?
No.
Are you a king?
I'm going to be a fox now. Janine, please can you look for my turtle?
Will you tell me what it looks like and I'll have a look?
It looks like really bushy, but it's not that one because that's not really bushy.
Is it a bit of tinsel or is it?
It's tinsel.
What we could do is I could make this one bushy and then that could be my tail. Look, this is how I make this bushy. Oh, look at that tail.
It's down here anyway, Mum.
What about, look at this, Thomas.
I'm going to look in a corner.
Thomas, look, I've made a lovely tail.
Well, that's not my tail, it's yours.
No, but look, I can use the small one. Look, that's like a fox's tail.
Where is it, Thomas? Show me where you've thrown it.
I've thrown it down there, but it's not near.
Where did you put it?
I put it down there.
Show me this.
No, I'm not a reindeer.
Oh, sweetheart, look. This is just a lovely tail. Look at that.
No.
Oh, this is a lovely bushy tail.
It's
did,
your
you take
tail.
Did you take it in the car with you?
No.
Is there a fox's tail, do you?
No, it's just a piece of tinsel. It's a bit thicker than all the others. But I really...
Look yes. How thick I've made this one,
Jean. That looks like a...
Look how that's the thickest bit.
You see, the trouble is the house is in such a mess that it could be absolutely anywhere. Because we've not tied... Excuse me, please.
We haven't tied it up, Mum, so we'll never find it.
Oh, it's
so weak. And then it's well
gone. Ah, where was it?
It was under there.
What?
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Mum, get your tail.
I will. Could I just please do your ears a second, sweetheart? Thomas is going to be wearing a very smart outfit.
So what are you wearing underneath your Buzz Lightyear outfit?
He's got to wear a shirt and a waistcoat. Thomas the Tank Engine wears.
Lovely. And what shoes are you going to put on?
School shoes when I've polished them out and they're filthy because when Thomas comes out of school, where do you like to go? With Luke and Holly.
And him.
He likes to run up and down the muddy hill.
Now, Mum, get your tail.
Be careful.
Get your tail, Mummy.
Please be careful.
So. Get your tail.
And what's the game then? We've all got the tails.
I'll get you the tail. It's a really little tail though.
Thomas is in the mode of he's the grumpy innkeeper and he's being jolly grumpy. His tail is too nice to play the part of the grumpy innkeeper, so he's practicing being grumpy and it seems to be quite natural.
The little of them all.
Oh, the smallest.
Is that a frog's tail? Yeah. So what sort of game do we play? Do I go, ha ha ha, I've got the biggest and best tail?
Yeah, and you have a really, because I have.
It's not always big things, it's the most beautiful, it might be the smallest.
No, Mummy, but it turns into a competition, and you say, I've got the long tail, but I have got the smartest.
I think he's got the best tail of everybody.
Yeah.
But
then I've got a long, long tail of many colours. Look at my tail, I'm so proud of my tail.
No, Janine, I'm asleep because it's morning.
Oh, you're going to sleep now?
Yeah, because I'm afraid.
Oh, right, oh yes, the fox is going to sleep. Yeah.
Can you imagine what a long bed I would need for my tail? Ding, 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 ding.
I think this is the nicest tail in the room.
Just pretend it was night.
Okay, a night fell and out came the fox with his beautiful tail.
And then the rabbit said, my fox, you've got a beautiful tail.
Careful. Oh no, I think the fox is going to try and eat the pussy cat.
Yeah.
And but Purdy's the wolf.
Okay. And then the rabbit came along with his big long tail and said, Fox, if you try to eat Purdy, then you will lose your tail.
I won't, because it stuck on me.
It won't. The magical frog will come down and it'll take your tail.
Well,
just. It will do. What'll happen is you'll go to sleep and you'll find your tail isn't there when you wake up in the morning. If you eat Purdy.
You don't know
where
my den is.
Your den? Ooh. The frog knows everything.
And how else can I tell where the fox is? What did I say this morning? We walked across the common on the way to school this morning and we were looking for foxes.
You don't know where.
What did I say? How did I say we could tell where the fox was?
Because the smell.
The smell? We could smell it this morning.
The frog will be able to smell them out.
No, because this fox is nice and clean.
Oh, right.
Oh, he's just had a bath, of course.
Oh, right. Of course. But then if he eats Purdy, you'll be able to smell him. So what are you going to do, Fox, then? Are you going to eat Purdy?
I'm not.
You're not good. No. Well, that saves that trouble then, doesn't it?
It's all right, Purdy, just sit down.
Oh, what's the fox doing today, then? Oh, look, it's time for the fox to go to school. Ding, ding.
This is my den, you know.
I thought your den was over there.
Thomas, come over here, please.
I'm not Thomas.
Mr. Foxy.
Foxy Loxy.
Mr. Foxy, look what we've got here for you. We've got some lovely food.
Nice chickens.
Oh, your chickens. That's what foxes like.
Dinner.
Oh, look.
Yeah.
Oh, look, Fox isn't here today, so I'm going to give all the lovely chicken to Frog.
Well, Purdy would like some as well.
Frog and Purdy, here's all the chicken, because the fox is not here today.
Yeah!
Oh, no. Here we are, Fox. How many bits of chicken would you like today?
Foxy Loxy.
Oh, well, then I'll give all the pudding, all the chocolate buttons, the fox's favourites, and the jelly babies.
Ooh.
There you go, Frog. There you go.
Thank you very much.
I've forgotten what Purdy is.
A wolf.
A wolf. Oh, that's good. It's nice and quiet now the fox is gone. We can all go to sleep. We can all feel safe. Right. Good night.
Good night. Good night. All right, Wolf.
And in the night, the fox came back with his lovely long tail. And what was the fox doing to us?
Oh,
no!
Oh, no! He's eaten Mr. Fix-It.
And we know what happens, don't we, to the fox. Do you remember what happens when the fox eats something?
Thomas, don't do that. Don't do that. You're doing what the next one.
Is that what the fox does at night? He's quite right, actually. Put that down, please.
Right, so you're going to talk to Janine now, Foxy?
Yeah.
Come on, she's only here a short while. There's no point to it. If you're going to not talk to her, you might have to say, come.
Aw, Foxy.
Shall I make a cup of tea for us?
Yeah, I've got one, actually. Come on, Foxy, you tell me what you've done tonight. What have you done tonight? You ate something, didn't you?
Now you have got the longest tail.
Oh, dear.
So what the fox has done? He's stolen the rabbit's tail.
We're going to eat it up
now.
The rabbit's crying.
Oh, poor rabbit. A little tail for me.
No. I told you that was going to happen, didn't we?
I told you were going to happen.
Oh, no. What can we see there? Uh-oh.
No,
Thomas,
no,
stop, please.
No.
You can't hurt me with the tinsel. Oh, he's not my
spoiled again now.
Oh, Thomas, I thought that was part of the game.
You
didn't tell me that. You stole my tail, so I stole your tail.
No, not the game. Not
then. Oh, I thought that was all the fun. I thought it was good. I was having a great time. You stole my tail, I stole yours.
No,
And look, Thomas, look.
Oh, we might as well play around.
Thomas, look now, look.
Oh, very nice.
You're not a girl.
Look at me
now. You're not going to get away.
Oh, Thomas, there's not tears, are there? We didn't know Foxy Loxy cries. But you stole my tail, didn't you?
No, you're not allowed to steal mine.
Oh, you didn't tell me that. Come on. You didn't tell me that, did you? Oh, well then, I'll pack up.
Yes, let's pack up.
No, it was a shame because I thought it'd be nice to see Thomas before Christmas.
He was looking
forward to it. And
Jean,
I did think that was the game.
Never mind. Well, I'll make a cup
of tea. Oh, I did think that was the game. Why don't you come and tell me what the game is and we can play again?
No, I spoiled it.
Oh, I spoiled it. Oh, you tired, sweetheart.
No, if we have visitors in the house, we show you everything.
Excuse me, hitting.
Oh, my nose.
For about 2 hours. He was up in the night.
I know what your nose is going to look like now.
Oh.
No.
Rudolph the red-nosed Foxy.
No.
Had a little shiny red
nose. Rudolph the red-nosed Foxy?
No, I'm not playing that.
Oh, we're not playing that. Look, because Thomas is poorly.
I'm playing on my own.
Shall we see if we've got a little sweet or something?
What can we do for you?
Little sweetie.
What can we do for you?
Blow me
out. Oh no, what am I going to do then?
You can play with me.
Oh. Oh no, but look at your nose. Oh, it's quite a funny video.
I knew he wouldn't keep that up. He can't sulk, actually. He can get in a bad mood. They've told him at the school play that he's too nice to be grumpy innkeeper. He's got to practice being grumpy.
Do you want to practice being the innkeeper?
So he,
you ready?
No.
Hello, is there room at the inn for me and my baby?
I'm not playing.
Is that what the innkeeper says?
I'm not playing.
He's got a fantastic song, actually.
No, I'm not playing.
Oh, that's fine. Thomas, we don't mind.
I'll get some sweets for you, Chinny.
We'll just have a cup of tea in the kitchen. That's fine. That's good. It gives us... of course, now that we're going to have a cup of tea.
Is it? Oh, dear. Come and sit. Hey, listen, we've got to get these tears away.
What can we do for your nose?
To a party tonight. Buzz Lightyear doesn't have a cut nose or tears, does he?
He does have a cut nose. Now I can't go really. Buzz Lightyear doesn't have a cut nose.
So you can't go to Buzz Lightyear because Buzz Lightyear hasn't got a cut nose?
Yeah.
That's terrible, But you know what? Your nose is cleared up now.
It's just your eyes, it's a red.
No, one more thing.
Yes.
And my nose hurts in any minute. I'm going to go. That was hurting.
Is it?
Is your nose? Where's your nose hurting? Show me.
The nose is everywhere.
Everywhere now, really.
Did you see this, Janine, talking to Buzz Lightyear?
No.
Let me look at Buzz Lightyear closely to see if he's got a cut nose. No, Buzz Lightyear hasn't got a cut nose, you're right. Oh no, hang on. No, he has. He's got a little bit of a cut nose there.
No, he hasn't.
He has. It's all right, that.
No, he hasn't.
Let me look. To infinity and beyond.
Shoo. He got more younger.
Shoo. Oh, happy Christmas to Thomas from Buzz Lightyear. What's he doing there?
He's showing his laser.
Is that his laser? Where does the laser come from?
The one from that button.
Really? So he goes... And what does the laser do?
It shoots people and makes them die.
Oh dear. Does it really? That's not very nice, is it?
It is.
Buzz, I hope you're not really making people die with your laser. That's not very nice.
Thomas got some of
the... Do you show me? How would you do
this morning, didn't you?
Maybe you could put your Buzz Lightyear costume on. Can you show me how you do it?
No, because it's... I don't know where it is.
Oh, everything's going wrong tonight, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is, isn't it? You're hurt everywhere. You lost your tail.
He's had his hair
the game off. Was wrong, and now you can't find your Buzz Lightyear costume.
Buzz Lightyear outfit is in your bedroom, so I don't know.
No, but because I didn't go to say my costume, that means those are too old for me. And the Buzz Lightyear thing's too old for me now. I put it in there and it's too old.
What's too old for you?
No, I think we've got a bin upstairs and I can't...
Would he?
We can't because we haven't got a costume.
I'm sure we could have that, couldn't we?
We haven't got it anyway.
Maybe you could get a Woody costume for Christmas.
No, because it'll be too late then.
No, this is terrible, isn't it?
Yes, you'll be so serious.
Oh, this is serious now, isn't it? It really is, Tom.
I've only got 2% answers. What the hell went in the conservatory?
What's in the conservatory?
Father Christmas and one on the card. And that's
really?
And one Christmas tree and that's not... Like it when I got semi-present because she's photographs for the Christmas.
So this is really terrible now, isn't it? You mean you're not even going to get any presents?
No, I don't believe it.
Then
I can't go to the garden. No.
That's not a real one, is it?
No, I don't want that because you know what that means? Father Christmas will bring me toys, not when it's this day.
Really? Oh, that's the worst thing yet, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's terrible. What can we do about that?
No.
Can you think, is there anything that we can do, Thomas? You must tell us.
And there's another Father Christmas there.
Really?
And one out there.
But is that a Father Christmas on top of the telly? What's that?
Oh, it's not his. This is Father Christmas.
Oh, so it's Holly, isn't it? Then?
Is that Father Christmas's wife?
Yeah.
What does she do?
She just sings.
She sings whilst Father Christmas.
She's Holly the carol singer.
She isn't Holly. She's Father Christmas's wife.
Oh, that's lovely. I didn't know that Father Christmas had a wife.
Well, he has because we've got the letter for Father Christmas this morning, Janine. And he mentions his wife, isn't it? Should I go get the letter?
All right, you do. You got a letter from Father Christmas. She never told me that, Thomas.
It came in the post this morning with this badge.
Now, Thomas, you never told me that. That's very exciting.
It is. Look at this. Day was not a good day. That's lovely.
It came in this one.
I can't believe it.
You're the luckiest boy ever.
With that badge.
Thomas, you just threw this badge in. It's from Father Christmas.
Really?
You're the luckiest boy.
I've got it now. You put it on your shoulder.
Oh, can't I sit with my best friend?
No, because I've got it now. Mm. No, my dad doesn't see a better man. I own it at morning. I'm owning it for him now.
Yeah. Oh, what happened there?
I can't.
Did your mummy slide up the chair?
No, I kicked her off.
I don't believe it. Your poor mummy, huh?
But you sit in when I was in
day. This is Thomas's chair during the day. Daddy sits here.
Oh, right, that's good.
And where's Mummy's chair?
Over there.
So whose is this? Is this Purdy's chair, this big one?
Yeah.
That's great for Purdy,
you
isn't
get
it?
Off my chair.
Okay.
And I'm owning it for Daddy.
You're owning it, are
so
you?
So Thomas, when...
I'm going to read this letter.
Look at that cat!
Is that Purdy's friend?
Yeah. Right, this is a Santagraph. Christmas 2001, the telegram office from England. Dear Thomas, as you have been such a good boy, I have sent you this special telegram to let you know that Rudolph and I will be coming to see you on Christmas Eve.
Wow.
But remember, you must go to bed early and be fast asleep before I arrive on my sleigh. All my elves are busy in a toy shop workshop. Sorry, I read that again. All my elves are busy in a toy workshop making toys for all...
Our burps.
What do you say?
About me.
Excuse me.
No, about me!
All my elves are busy in a toy workshop making toys for all the good boys and girls around the world, including some special presents for you. But I know... It's what time is it?
Oh, Thomas is crying again. We don't
have tears. We're not very happy, boy, Daddy.
Why not?
Everything's wrong.
No, we don't. Cause I don't have the blood, but like I'm a pussy. And this is serious.
This is serious.
And I don't have anything.
Have you shown up your letter from
Santa? Well, I'm trying to... Debbie, he's saving the chair for you. If you'd like to sit down with Thomas on your knee, I'll carry on reading the letter.
No, you're the boss now.
He's the boss now. Right. Yeah. Where have I got up to? All my elves are busy in the toy workshop making toys for all the good boys and girls around the world, including some special presents for you that I know a boy aged 4 will really enjoy. I'm busy too making sure that all the reindeer are happy and that my sleigh is nice and clean and shiny. And Mrs. Santa is checking all my sacks to make sure that none of them have any holes in them.
You're right, weren't you?
Yeah.
I must go now. Mrs. Santa wants me to help her with the Christmas decorations. So have a wonderful Christmas, Thomas.
Daddy. Mum hurt me on the ring and it's bleeding there.
Mummy catch you with a ring?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
We must take that out of the ring because it's too hard. Too scratchy.
Have you shown
Apple
your phone?
Let me go because I want to get some toys out for you, Ginny, to play with.
Please remember to leave a little something for me and Rudolph to eat and drink as it's hungry and thirsty work giving presents. And it's signed Santa.
What do you think you should leave him, Thomas?
I don't...
Watch your head. What do you want, Thomas? I'll help you.
What are you going to leave him to drink?
I'm going to get it.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm getting it this way, too.
Be careful.
Yes, do be careful.
I always be careful.
You are always careful, but it's just because you've hurt your nose. We're just worried about you.
Just watch me if you don't mind. Oh, that's me. You can't be so warm.
I told Janine you were going in a DJ and she thought you were the desk jockey and you were wearing a baseball cap.
Get off, Janine.
Thomas, what do you say?
Thomas, where would you like this pretty Santa gram?
No, I can put it anywhere.
It's excuse me, please, not get off.
No.
Come here,
that's
I'll
help
you.
That's in the way, anywhere.
Everything's going wrong.
Auntie Wendy's cooking sausages for you with Alan Paul.
Wow.
Especially.
Come on then, have a look through that. Can you get in there?
Let me go on my chair for it.
Daddy's going to check his soup still fits in, Thomas.
Where are you going to eat sausages tonight, Thomas?
Hello.
Who's that? How many sausages do you eat? I bet you have loads, you know.
62 sausages? That's amazing.
Wow. For you.
Scoop for me and mock for you.
No.
So, no, scoop for me and digger for you.
Right. Come on then, let's play. Over here.
I'm Mr. Man.
We've got a nice hat for you.
guess what we bought the other day, Janine? One of those wooden ladybirds. We saw it in the shop.
Really? Where was it?
Pete and Mercy, they had them.
And we bought it.
You didn't tell me you bought a wooden ladybird. That's lovely, isn't it?
Mine's the boss.
Was it just the ladybird, or was there more?
There was a dog as well.
Should we do the
diggers to dig up some of this mess,
wouldn't
we?
Are you alright? Yeah, I'm just trying to
adjust this. We're the cleaner up men and ladies.
The cleaner up men and ladies. Right, come on, let's clear up.
Well, I got this one.
Would you not need the dustbin if you're clearing up, or are you just sweeping up? It's a different sort of clearing up, is it? Right. Digger, I need your help.
And you put all the rubbish here.
Right, okay. I need your help with this one. It's too difficult. It's a two-man job. If you stay there and I'll push it into you.
No, you're the boss. You're the boss to watch. Oh, mummy.
Whose is this hat? Is this yours?
Yeah. You're the boss.
Let me see what you look like in the hat, Thomas.
So Mr. Fix's help, we won this.
And then Janine, shake your head.
No, we can't.
We won that, Janine. Look at this, Mr. Fix.
No. He's not helping.
Right, what else are we scooping up?
Scooping up all the mess. Hey, I
got you! Do you need some help?
I got dogs.
Are you okay over there?
Yeah, wee.
What such a mess is it, Tommy?
It's
this
mess, lots of soil.
Oh, soil, it's very spooky soil.
Does it
soil that's had lots of Christmas trees stored in it? What about this? Does this go in the pile?
Yeah.
Oops.
Oh,
Tossy,
careful. No more soil. No more. Oh, you should mess it up again so
we
can do it again.
Buying the shirt and all that. Nice suits, I'll be setting parents' house.
Oh, no. Right, where are we going to clean up now? This can be the rubbish dump. Okay.
Yeah. This is the rubbish dump. Ah, that reminds me. You have both figures. I'll have the dustbin truck. Now I need all the rubbish first. I need all the rubbish first and inside that.
Yeah, sit here.
This is your house. I'm just going to get the truck. But I could use this stuff.
What are you getting, Tom?
The cookies.
Oh, brilliant. That's great.
The cups are not playing.
They're good rubbish to scoop up, though, aren't they? Where are you going to put them? Well, that's very difficult. I've never been able to do that. That's really hard. How will the scoop get up there?
No, we're not doing that.
Oh, we're not doing that.
We're only doing two.
I was going to say, because scoop would need wings to get up there, wouldn't he?
Good.
Oh, that's good. What's in the black one? Oh, of course.
The stadium.
Is it making a big rubbish tip over there?
No, that's just where... We put the rubbish we don't want.
Right, that's the rubbish we don't want. And where do we put the rubbish we do want?
Oh, in that pile there.
In that pile there. Are you ready to get going?
Nearly.
Do you want
just
to do
this? Just clearing out my truck.
Okay. Oh, wow. I didn't know you had a huge truck. Okay, we're going to coordinate the whole thing. Which one are we going to do first? This one?
No, not yet, because I haven't
ruined
it yet.
Oh, right, sorry. Wow, look at all that rubbish.
come along.
I'm coming.
I'm nearly ready.
You shout ready when you're ready.
Nearly ready.
Okay, let's go.
Hey.
I'm waiting for instructions.
I just need to just get those bins. Where did you put those bins?
Bins, where are you? Did you put them back over there?
No, I didn't.
That's really strange. You don't eat them.
They're not in here.
Let me look. No, they're not in there. Where are they?
I don't know.
I just don't know either. I hope you find them. I'm going to close my eyes and count to 10, and hopefully when I open them, the bins will be here. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, and that'll be the best Christmas for me. 4, 3, 2, 1, yay! You're the best boy, aren't you?
Yeah.
Aren't you? Yeah. Right, I'm waiting for instructions then. What do we do?
Well, I need to cut this back. Because I don't want it so long because you won't fit in there.
I think you're right. So what do we do? What do you think? We can fit it there if we poke. Come on, let's try
it. No, no.
Because that would be amazing if we can get it
all
in there.
You cut it for me. Janine.
Yeah?
Watch me cut.
Thomas, are you allowed to get scissors out of the drawer?
Oh, you can do it now.
Are you allowed to get scissors out of the drawer?
Yeah.
Oh, is your mum going to tell you off?
No. You need to cut it.
No, but look, I did it. We put it all in.
No.
What if your mum wants it long?
No, she doesn't.
She might do. What is it? I was just saying, is Thomas allowed to get scissors out of the drawer?
No, mummy, I need that cut so it's not long because it won't be in there.
No, thank you.
No,
Thomas. Is he allowed to cut the tinsel?
You can use these scissors.
Oh, that's good. You can't cut them.
No, they're
useless. Look, we can't.
They can't work.
You mustn't cut that because it's specially held on one side and so on the other. If we cut it, it'll be small.
But Thomas, I said it all.
Look,
there's some shorter length.
It's not too long. Junie thinks it's too short, too long to put in here, but I can put it in there. It'll be like a magic trick. Watch. It's like a magic trick.
No, if I go down the side of my
drawer. Why not? Because it might what?
If I go down my side of my drawer, and it'll be coming out of my big drawer.
Are you going to say anything without crying today?
I won't find it.
Oh, well, we don't have to put that in the drawer.
Well, we cut it with those scissors. You'll cut it now.
You cut them. You cut them with.
Excuse me, give me the tins.
I just want it cut there.
Watch your fingers.
Yay!
That's okay.
I'm doing it now.
Tom, let me just wipe your nose.
Are you going to say thank you to your mum for cutting it?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm likely to do the game.
Well, this has sorts, I think, Janine, don't you?
It's quite a funny video. Isn't it? You're quite a character today, aren't you?
I'm not a character. The dustbin drops the character.
The dustbin drops the character. I think you're like a game keeper today, aren't you?
Everybody says I'm trying to be an egg keeper, but I'm not.
Thomas, I wasn't saying you're like the innkeeper, I was saying the dustbin's like the innkeeper.
Oh, it's everything's not the innkeeper. And I don't.
I didn't say you were the innkeeper. I know you're not.
But it's wrong, though. Oh my god, you're not the innkeeper.
Well, I'm sorry, it's my mistake then, isn't it? You don't have to cry. Oh, Thomas, I thought we were having a lovely game there. We just cut the tinsel. Well, you know what? I don't think you'll be able to do it with that crying face. Why don't you try being a happy...
No, God, please.
Oh,
Because when I'm happy, I can't be. Because I couldn't see faces, and I wanted to do the crying one, so I'm doing the crying one.
Okay, you want to do the crying face? Do you want me to do the crying face too?
No.
Okay, I'm going
you
to.
You do the happy face.
No, because I want to do a crying face too.
No.
No, I want to do the dustbin man.
Oh, no. You're the dustbin.
Excuse me, don't hit these.
Okay, how about this? I'm the happy face. Okay, let's do the tinsel today. This is lovely, good fun. Hello, I'm nice and happy today. Are you? Are you nice and happy?
I'm not playing now.
But you just asked me to be the happy
face. No, don't talk.
Oh, well, you didn't tell me I don't talk, did you?
No, I'm playing again.
Promise that will do now.
It will.
You're going to be tired by the time you go, so you're going to a lovely party tonight.
I'm putting it away now.
I'm going to play Totten now. I'm the happy face who doesn't say anything, and you're the crying face because you want to be a crying face.
Do we not know because I'm putting it away?
Joy, you can just play on your own then. I'm going to go and play with my video camera.
Right.
You can't play with video cameras, I know.
Everything's going wrong for you today, isn't
yes,
it? This is a terrible day. I don't believe it. That's terrible. Thomas, you mean it's not just fallen off, but it's also the tinsel got stuck as well?
Yeah.
I don't believe it. I think you better find something without wheels, don't you?
No, but everything's got wheels.
Not everything in life's got wheels.
No, because the ball's circle. No one thinks it's circles.
Are you saying?
But everything's circle. There's circles all over my toilet.
That's the worst thing to happen to you today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now all your toys have got circles on. What about your peepee toys? Have they got circles on their feet?
Yeah.
Oh no.
My gun's got a circle.
And so.
Circle.
Oh, you're right. Even your gun's got a circle.
Has it?
It has. It's got circles on it. Yeah. I'm sure we can find something that's.
I can't see my money box because look what's on the top.
That's got a circle around there. There must be something.
Yeah.
What about this?
No, that's not circle.
That's not got a circle on it.
No, it won't get stuck. That's not a circle. I mean, it's not a circle.
Right, this is a challenge, isn't it? Finding something without a circle. Can we do it?
I'm not playing with anything, I'm just playing with you.
Okay, come on then. Come on then, because I've not got any circle on me.
You have got a circle.
Are you going to look on me and see if I've got a circle?
You have got a circle because I can see.
Can you? Where?
Where's your circle?
Where's my circle? Have a good look. Where?
I'll tell you.
Oh, tell me button. Is that what you were looking for?
No.
I haven't got a tummy button anyway.
You have.
He's going to start crying. You've not got a tummy button.
No, I am now. And I'm going upstairs.
No, don't go upstairs. Oh, it's okay. We can finish there anyway. It's been about 50 minutes. Leave you with a...